Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Kalampo Dhamma Friends of Mahame Onawa. We're so glad that you're joining us today. Today, I'm going to tell you about a sutta that I was reading the other day. As soon as I saw it, I thought that you might enjoy hearing it. See, this is the great benefit of having Kalyanamitta, good spiritual friends. When they hear the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma, they think of how they can help you by sharing it with you. And in fact, this sutta today is all about how monks show this kind of compassion for the lay people. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say it together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. So sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya. The other day, I was reading a sutta, and I thought that you might be interested in hearing about it. Do you remember what a sutta is? A sutta is a teaching from the Supreme Buddha or one of his disciples. Do you like to read suttas? I think you're already old enough. Reading suttas is a great way for us to learn and practice the Supreme Buddha's teachings. So, when I read this sutta, I thought of you, and I thought you might be interested. So in this sutta, the Supreme Buddha is explaining 5 different qualities that a monk can have to be beneficial to lay people. So the Supreme Buddha says, monks, a resident monk with 5 qualities shows compassion to the lay people. Compassion is when we care about someone else, when we want to remove their suffering. So we can have compassion for people that we know, we can also have compassion for people that we don't know. So, what are these 5 qualities for a monk to show compassion to the lay people? The first one, the Supreme Buddha says, is they encourage those lay people in higher virtue. So, when you go to see the monks, what do they encourage you to do? First of all, keep the precepts. They give you the 5 precepts. They say, practice these precepts. It will make you happy in this life. It will protect your next life. And not only that, there are many ways that we can be virtuous. We can make sure that all of our behavior is something that no one could blame, that people would appreciate, making sure that we never hurt other people, that we never hurt ourselves. So the monks are always teaching, be careful, don't do bad things, don't do things that that will lead to a bad destination. So this is one of the ways that monks are compassionate to the lay people. The next way that monks are compassionate is that they give the lay people the tools and the skills that they need to understand the teachings. They explain things as carefully as they can, from the beginning to the end, so lay people can see just how true the Supreme Buddha's teachings are. You know, sometimes when we read a sutta, we may not understand it. And so that's why we need to go to wise people who know more than we do, and ask them, what does this mean? How can I understand this? So this is what monks can do to have compassion for lay people, is they teach the Dhamma in a way that makes it so it's easy to understand. Have you ever listened to a sermon and thought, ah, this monk can help me understand exactly what the Supreme Buddha is teaching? Well, that's the monk being compassionate to you. They want to help you to understand the Supreme Buddha's teachings. The third way, when lay people are sick, the monk will go and encourage them to be mindful, saying, establish your mindfulness in what's worthwhile. So, you know, when we're sick, we're thinking about all sorts of things. In our mind, we get very sad, don't we? And all we can think about is, I want these painful feelings to go away, right? That's a normal thing. But when a monk comes to see us when we're sick, and they say, ah, friend, be careful with your mind. Don't get unhappy. Don't be attached to this body. This body has always been a problem. You know, when we get sick, in a way, we can say that our body hasn't changed at all. This is exactly what our body is always like. It always has this possibility to be sick. It just happens that when we do get sick, that's when we think about it, right? When we're healthy and strong, Usually we don't think, but someday I'm going to get sick. If we did, then when that time came and we got sick, we wouldn't be upset. All we'd think is, yep, now I'm sick. I know that this body has a lot of problems. So this is what monks do when they come to visit lay people and they have compassion. They say, be mindful, pay attention to this body, understand how this body is created, how this body disappears. Understand that we can't have attachment to this body. If we're attached to this body, then we have to be sad. So this is the third thing that a compassionate monk will do for lay people. Encourage them to be mindful when they're sick. The fourth way that a monk shows compassion for lay people, the Supreme Buddha says, when a large group of monks comes from far away, this compassionate monk will go to the lay people and say, ah, lay people, now you have a chance. All of these monks have come from very far away. Offer whatever you can to them. Do you remember that the Supreme Buddha explained that one of the special opportunities for offering dana to the Sangha is when you're offering it to someone who's traveling? The Supreme Buddha says this is an especially good time to offer dana to the Sangha. So when a monk has compassion for the lay people and a big group of monks comes, then they go around to the lay people and say, ah, friends, this large group of monks has come from far away. Do what you can to take care of them. Collect merit. If that monk doesn't go around and tell them, maybe they never find out. Maybe that group of monks comes, they eat whatever they have, and then the monks go away. And the lay people miss the opportunity to get to meet the monks, to get to worship the monks, to get to listen to sermons from these visiting monks. So this is the fourth thing that a compassionate monk does. He tells lay people when visiting monks have come. And the fifth, a compassionate monk will make use of whatever alms food is given to him, whether it's good food or bad food, that compassionate monk will never waste a gift of food from the lay people. I think you know about special monks like Arahant Mahakasapa. He even made an effort to go see very poor people and accept alms food from them. He knew that those people couldn't give really nice food. He didn't care about that. He had compassion for them. He wanted to accept their alms food, knowing that the reason that they were poor, the reason that they didn't have good things to give, was exactly because they hadn't given to monks in the past. So a compassionate monk will accept whatever food the lay people give and not waste any of it, in this way helping the lay people to collect merit. Do you remember the five ways that a monk has compassion for the lay people? First of all, they encourage them to do what? Practice sila. Practice very, very good sila, starting with the five precepts. The second, they teach the lay people and give them the knowledge and skills they need to understand the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. The third, when the lay people are sick, what does the monk do? Yes, they go and encourage them to be mindful. The fourth, when visiting monastics come, that compassionate monk will go to the lay people and say, now is the time to give dana. Help these monks collect merit. And the last, also to do with alms food, that compassionate monk will use whatever alms food is given, whether it's delicious food or very simple, bland, unappealing food. They'll make use of all of it to help the lay people collect merit. So, was that interesting for you? because when I read this sutta, I thought of you, and I thought that you'd be interested to know how it is that monks have compassion for you. So, if you like, you can read this sutta yourself. Just click on the show notes link, and there'll be a link to this sutta. It's number 235 in the fifth chapter of the Anguttara Nikaya. So why don't you read it with your parents? Then your whole family can benefit. Namo Buddhaya. Buddha Anusati. Recollection on the qualities of the Supreme Buddha. Now we're going to practice a great meditation called Buddha Anusati. We think about the Supreme Buddha's qualities so that our mind can become calm and concentrated. This kind of meditation also helps us to develop confidence in the Supreme Buddha. It's something that we can practice any time, all day long if we like, in fact. The Supreme Buddha especially taught that any time we're feeling afraid, we can practice this meditation. That's great, isn't it? The next time you feel scared, you can remember these qualities of the Supreme Buddha from the Itipisogata. Now, close your eyes and sit quietly. Try not to move so that our minds can become still. Now, think in this way.
My great teacher, Gautama Buddha, eradicated passion, hatred and delusion. Supreme Buddha, realize the Four Noble Truths. Without anyone's help, without anyone's help. Supreme Buddha, eradicated the desire for seeing forms, eradicated the desire for hearing sounds, eradicated the desire for smelling odors, eradicated the desire for tasting flavors, eradicated the desire for touching tangibles, eradicated the desire for thinking thoughts. In this way, the great teacher, Supreme Buddha, is an Arahant. Supreme Buddha, realize the Four Noble Truths without anyone's help. Achieve true happiness in this way. The great teacher is a Sammasambuddha. Supreme Buddha, saw the passing away of other beings. Supreme Buddha, recollected past lives, saw the passing away of other beings, purified the mind from all taint, developed great virtue, concentration and wisdom. In this way, the great teacher is Vijacharana Sampanno. Supreme Buddha followed the noble path and achieved true happiness, obtained the final goal, achieved Nibbana. In this way, the great Buddha is Sugato, my great teacher. Supreme Buddha understood all worlds and escape from all worlds. In this way, the great Buddha is Lokavidu. Supreme Buddha tamed others' mind with supernatural powers by reading others' mind, by preaching the Dhamma, became an incomparable teacher. In this way, the great Buddha is Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati. Supreme Buddha became a great teacher for gods and humans. In this way, the great Buddha became a Satta Deva Manusanam. Supreme Buddha taught the sublime Dhamma without holding anything back. In this way, the great Buddha is Buddha, is Buddha, my great teacher. Gautama Buddha. Obtain these unique qualities. Became a Bhagavan. My great teacher, Gautama Buddha, is a Bhagavan. Bhagavan. The Buddha is my refuge. The Dhamma is my refuge. The Sangha is my refuge. There is no other protection than the protection of the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new. And we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Can you remember the 5 ways that a compassionate monk will help a family? If you can't, click on the show notes link, and there you'll find a link to the sutta that we learned today. You can read it again, and then that'll help you memorize these 5 qualities. Now let's share merits. Today, we've done many wholesome actions, by body, speech, and mind. We've gone for refuge, you've taken the 5 precepts, we've listened to this sermon from the Supreme Buddha, we've done Buddha Anusati meditation. So may all of our friends, our teachers, our relatives, all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit, and may they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.